So today is a disappearance day of Srila Sanatana Goswami. As Bhaktivinoda Thakur says about the disappearance of the Vaishnavas, he reasons ill who tells that Vaishnavas die. When thou art living still in sound, the Vaishnavas die to live and living try to spread holy name around. So that's why Vaishnava never dies. Though we are lamenting because we are no more able to associate him directly, that is the association of his body, but his vanish, his teachings are still there. Sanatana Goswami is known as Samandha Acharya. In Gaudiya philosophy, there are three things: Samandha, Abhideya, and Prayojana. Sanatana Goswami is known as Samandha Acharya. He is considered, or all the Goswamis, they are considered as the direct disciple of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they are all eternal associates of the Lord. In Braja pastimes, they are also eternal associate of Radha Krishna as Manjaris. And in Gauranga Mahaprabhu's pastimes, they are also appeared as the Goswamis of Vrindavan. As in Gauru Ganadas Deepika, Kavikarnapur Thakur, I mentioned about Sanatana Goswami. Yaha Rupa Manjari Prestha Pura Asid Rati Manjari Sauchyate Nama Bhedena Labanga Manjari Budhai Sadhya Gaura Bhirnatanu Sarvaradhya Sanatana. In Braja pastimes, the Sanatana Goswami, who was very dear to Rupa Manjari or Rupa Goswami in this pastime, and in Brajalila pastime he was known as Rati Manjari, or some people called him as Labanga Manjari. And in this Gauranga Mahaprabhu's pastimes, he appeared as worshipable Sanatan Goswami by all Vaishnavas. He is worshipped. He is worshipable for all Vaishnavas in Gaudiya Sampradaya, and he is very dear to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Jiva Goswami gave a nice description in beginning of his commentary to the Laghu Tosani Tika and Bhagavatam, that is the original commentary by Sanatana Goswami. And Jiva Goswami also gave a commentary to that, to the commentary of Sanatana Goswami, named as Laghu Tosani Tika. He explained the ancestry of Sanatana Goswami, or Jiva Goswami also belongs to that same family. Rupa, Sanatana and Jiva, the three of them among the six Goswamis are from the one family, same family. So their ancestry is that they are actually Brahmana. They born in Saraswata, very high class Brahmana family in Karnataka. Their ancestry from Karnataka. There is a king in Karnataka, his name is Sarvagya, and they are from Bharadwaj ancestry. Bharad Gotra. Gotra means they are coming from a particular either in birth ancestry or in disciple ancestry. Prabhupada wrote like that. I did not see or whether Prabhupada mentioned that his ancestry is coming from Gautama Muni, Gautama Rishi. In Chaitanya Charitamrita in Purport. Similarly, this Sanatana, Rupa and Sanatana, their family from Bharadwaj Muni's ancestry. Bharadwaj Muni was son of Bharat Maharaj, who was Santanu and who? He was son of Sakuntala and Dushmanta. Dushmanta Sakuntala, then their son was Bharat Maharaj, and Bharat Maharaj's son was Bharadwaj. Actually, Bharadwaj was son of Brihaspati and Mamata. Mamata was the wife of younger brother of Brihaspati. But some other Brihaspati begot. Brihaspati has begotten a son in the womb of Mamata. And that son was rejected by both Brihaspati and Mamata. That is explained in Bhagavatam. And finally, that son was given to a son of Bharat Maharaj. Bharat Maharaj was doing some sacrifice for a son. So that's why actually Bharadwaj Muni was son of Brihaspati. He was from the father's side from Brihaspati. And because he was taken care of by Bharat Maharaj, he also acquired some Kshatriya qualities. After Bharat Maharaj, he also became the king of the whole entire planet. For some time, he also ruled this planet. That's why in this ancestry, Rupa and Sanatana also came and having the same quality. They both expert in Brahmanical qualification and also in administration. Same. So anyhow, Sarvangya was king of Karnataka. His son was Aniruddha. Then Aniruddha's son was Rupeshwar. Rupeshwar's son was Padmanabh. He was a great devotee of Lord Jagannath. So he came to Bengal to stay in the bank of Ganges. His son was Mukunda. Mukunda's son was Kumardev. And Kumardev has three sons. Amara, Santosh and who? Amara, Santosh and Ballabh. He has many sons, others, many, but three of them prominent because they are Krishna Bhaktas, they are devotees. So that is in brief about this ancestry. Because of this, there is influence upon ancestry. The Rupa and Sanatan, they are prominent in a Brahmanical qualification, also they are very expert in administration. Like Bharadwaj, their Gotra is coming from that. All of them inherited those qualities. Sanatana Goswami appeared in Akala Chandradeep, that is maybe Ramkeli in Bengal, appearance in 1410 Sakabda or 1488, that is Khristabda, we may call. And he disappeared on 1480 Sakabda, that is 1558 Khristabda, Vyasa Purnima day, today. And Jiva Goswami praised his obeisances to Sanatana Goswami. He chanted a very nice prayer. Jaha Srimat Bhagavatam Prapya Swapne Pratascha Jagare Swapna Drishta Deva Viprat Prathame Nayana Sitau Mumujju Sri Bhagavata Pema Premamrita Maham Budhau Tesameva Lekhoyang Sri Sanatana Namamitam. When Jiva Goswami started writing his commentary on Laghu Toshani Tika on Bhagavatam, then first he paid obeisances to Sanatana Goswami. He told, I am paying my obeisances again and again to that great personality Sanatana Goswami, to whom a vipra, learned Brahmana, who is Krishna himself, appeared in dream. And in dream he gave him a Bhagavatam. And same vipra, when he got up in morning, he saw the same vipra appeared and he just handed over the Bhagavatam to Sanatana Goswami. And after getting this Bhagavatam, Sanatana Goswami was always marched in Krishna prem, always reading and discussing Srimad Bhagavatam. He was specially empowered by Krishna for understanding and explaining Srimad Bhagavatam. So before I am writing this, my commentary on Bhagavatam, I am paying my obeisances to that great personality, Sanatana Goswami. That is, Jiva Goswami is explaining his feelings. Anyhow, so we can understand how great Sanatana Goswami. He was not like conditioned soul like us. He was a Nitya Siddha Parsad of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. As he is described here as either he is Rati Manjari or Labanga Manjari. And some learned scholars, they also give opinion. Actually, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave name to Sanatan, a Sanatan, that is Swarupgat, his name is less like he gave Rupa, his Rupa Manjari herself. Similarly, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the name to Sanatan as Sanatan, actually Sanatan Goswami is a combined incarnation of four Kumaras, Sanak Sanatan Sanandan, Sanat Kumar. That's why his also name is Sanatan. He is also combined incarnation of four Kumaras. Some scholars gave their opinion like that. Anyway, he was extremely intelligent. As Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains, Rajamantri Sanatana Buddhe Brihaspati. He was a minister, prime minister in Hussain Shah's administration, and in intelligence is like Brihaspati, Buddhe Brihaspati. No one can compare his intelligence to Sanatana Goswami. He is so intelligent, Buddhe Brihaspati. And how he came to in contact with Hussain Shah, there is a very long story. Anyhow, I am not going to that story, there will be one class. So anyhow, somehow other, both Rupa, Sanatan and Sri Ballabh, sir, their, before their name was Amar, Santosh and Ballabh, the three of them appointed as the ministers in Hussain Shah's administration. Rupa Goswami was Sanatana Goswami was a prime minister or is private secretary to Hussain Shah also, and Rupa Goswami become finance minister, and his Ballabh also accepted another ministry. In this way, these three brothers, they were under Hussain Shah. They working for Hussain Shah because they did not have any intention to serve this Muslim king. But Hussain Shah threatened, because he understood after his research, these three brothers are extremely intelligent, especially Rupa and Sanatana. If I somehow other motivated these two personality to accept service under me, then my country will be very safe. Administration will be extremely nice. People will be happy within kingdom. Then I can go always in my what? I can go in my conquering other states. I can always in war. I can stay always out of state. And these three brothers, they can run this state very nicely. So Hussain Shah told Sanatana Rupa, if you accept job under me as minister, I am not giving you ordinary job, as prime minister and finance minister, then I will not disturb you, nor I will disturb your Hindu community. If you will not take service, then I will destroy all the Hindu temples and disturb all the Hindu communities. So just to protect this Hindu religion and Hindu Sanskriti, so finally Sanatana and Rupa, they accepted the job under Hussain Shah. And Hussain Shah has extremely faith on Sanatana and Rupa, and internal administration was completely under both of them. So everything was going on very nicely. In the meantime, one day Sanatana Goswami saw a dream. In a dream, extremely beautiful sannyasi appeared to him. And he told, Sanatana, you are spending your time just like ordinary conditioned soul. Remember who you are and what is your position and what is your duty, why you appeared in this material world. You must give up everything and go to Vrindavan and discover the lost places in Vrindavan, holy places. You can build temple, can establish deity worship, can write scriptures and preach this Krishna consciousness everywhere. That is your original duty. You have forgotten about this. So when Sanatana Goswami saw this dream, next day morning he called Rupa and explained this. Who is this extremely beautiful sannyasi I saw in dream? And he is telling like this. Then Rupa Goswami was intelligent. He told, I heard that a son of Jagannath Mishra and Sachi in Navadip Mayapur, Krishna has appeared as Gauranga. We did not see him yet, but I think must be that person. He maybe came in dream and just we have everyone believing he is Krishna. Maybe he is the same personality coming in dream. So considering both of them, they write some letters to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. They wrote some letters, what is our duty, and we are in such a miserable condition in this material world. We do not know what is our duty, please guide us and take us in your shelter. They write many letters, but Gauranga Mahaprabhu that time, he was not manifested his own Swarup as Krishna. So he was not giving an answer to this letter. Finally, after many, many letters, one time Mahaprabhu wrote a letter, just two lines, stanza, and sent it to Sanatana and Rupa. Para vyasanini nari vyagrapi gruhakarmasu tadeva asvadaya atyanta navasangarasayanam. Just like a woman who has already a paramour, other than his husband, he has love with some other men. Though he is very attentively works within home, very attentively to do his homeworks, that his relatives and his mother-in-law or brother, and they may not doubt him that she has some relation somewhere in outside, or yes, she has some relation with paramour. So very attentively perform his home duties. But at the same time, within mind, she always thinks about her paramour, and it plans so many things how to enjoy with him. Similarly, Mahaprabhu gave a little hints to Rupa and Sanatana. You may externally work with the Husan Shah, all this administrative works, all these things, but internally you must always march in devotion to Krishna. Always read Srimad Bhagavatam and march in Krishna's pastimes. So after getting this answer, then Rupa Sanatan, they were follow the instructions of Mahaprabhu. Externally, they were very, very efficient in doing their duties as ministers of Bengal under Husain Shah. But internally, they are also reading Srimad Bhagavatam and discussing Bhagavatam. Always, both brothers, they are scholar. And Anupam was a Ram Bhakta. He was a devotee of Ramchandra. Still, he was also always with Rupa and Sanatan. In the meantime, Gauranga Mahaprabhu took sannyas and he came to Puri. Then he went to South India tour and come back. Then he decided to come to Vrindavan. And he planned to come to Vrindavan through Bengal. First he come to Bengal, then from Bengal he come to Vrindavan. But actual intention of Mahaprabhu was to deliver Rupa and Sanatan. That is, Mahaprabhu himself expressed his wills in front of Rupa and Sanatan. That is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So Mahaprabhu came to Bengal, and this very brahmachari, who? Pradyumna Brahmachari, he was meditating and making road for Mahaprabhu from Bengal to Vrindavan. But he's in meditation, he's making a very nice road with jewels and putting flowers on the road everywhere. The rose petals and lotus petals on the road, and he is making very nice road for Mahaprabhu to go to Vrindavan. But he comes up to Kanhaiya Natsala, then he stop here. Then he could not make it further. He cannot advance it further. Then he declared Mahaprabhu will not go to this time to Vrindavan. Mahaprabhu also came, actually, because Mahaprabhu's actual purpose was to deliver Rupa and Sanatan. So on just a Purnima, specific day when Mahaprabhu reached Ramkeli, where Rupa and Sanatana were staying, and that Kadamba tree and Tamal tree still there underneath where Rupa and Sanatana came, they met Mahaprabhu in night time, because they are minister. Daytime they are very dressed themselves in very luxuriously. So in night time, Rupa and Sanatana just put ordinary dhotis and just like village people, and with much humility they appeared in front of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Still now there is festival is going on that particular day, on just Purnima Ramakali. There is a great festival remembering that incident of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared to this village, came to this village, and how Rupa Sanatana and Jiva, and Anupam, they all met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jiva Goswami was at that time a small boy, about maybe 10 years old. But he also saw Mahaprabhu face to face. There he met also. So, in this way, Mahaprabhu came, and Husain Shah was Nawab of Bengal, and he was thinking, who is this person? Lakhs of people following him. Then he called Rupa and Sanatana, asked, who is this person? Who is this personality? Why lakhs of people just following him, chanting, dancing? He is not paying anyone. He is not feeding anyone, not paying anyone. I am king. Unless I pay someone, unless I give some money someone, he will not work under me. But these people are voluntarily just working for him, walking behind him, chanting, dancing. So Rupa Goswami told him, you think yourself, who is he? Though Sanatana was hiding because he was telling him, maybe they are fearing also, maybe this Muslim king may try to do something harm to Mahaprabhu. But this Husain Shah told, no, you are trying to hide. I understand this man is definitely incarnation of God. He is definitely incarnation of Allah. Otherwise, so many people cannot walk with him. So anyhow, but still, Sanatana Rupa were thinking this Muslim king, maybe he changed his mind any time. Because he is a cow meat eater and also a drunkard. It is not easy to believe such peoples. So anyhow, Rupa Sanatana came then taking grass within their teeth. They fell down in feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they cry like children. They cry like anything. They fell down in feet of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu told, just pacify them. He told, you are my eternal associates from life after life. In all my pastimes before also in Krishna Lila, you are also appeared always with me. Don't lament like this. You are not ordinary person. From today, I am changing your name. His name, Sanatana's name, family name was Amar. And again, Husain Shah gave him name, Sakar Mallik. Now Mahaprabhu told, you are no more Amar or Sakar Mallik, now your name is Sanatan. Then he told Rupa, your family name was Santosh, and this Husain Shah gave you name Dabir Khas. You are no more known on this name. Today I gave you name as Rupa. Your name is Rupa. Then he told Barlav, your name will be Anupam from today. In this way, actually Mahaprabhu initiated them. By changing their name, he accepted them as his disciple. Then Mahaprabhu leave Ramkali. He told, time will come, gradually give up all this materialistic life and come and join in my Sankirtan movement. Just giving an hints, Mahaprabhu left that place. And from that day, Rupa and Sanatan, their mind is no more in administrative work of Husain Shah. They are planning somehow or other leave Husain Shah's kingdom and go to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. When Husain Shah was engaged in his in war with some neighboring neighboring state, in his conquering other states, first Rupa Goswami left. Rupa Goswami just resigned from his job as finance minister. And whatever wealth he has acquired within his lifetime, that was, he told that it was loaded in a boat, all the golden coins. Then he brought all these things to his home, and then he distributed 50% of this coin to Brahmanas, Vaishnavas and deity in temples. Then 25% he gave to his family members, and 25% he kept with him for emergency and future, for publishing books or all these things. He also kept 10,000 gold coins for safety, for use of Sanatana Goswami with the old merchant. In this way, we taking permission from Sanatana, paying his obeisances to Sanatana, then he leave home with his younger brother, Anupam, who was the father of Jiva Goswami. The both brothers, they left home, they met Sanatana Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Allahabad. And 10 days Mahaprabhu gave instruction to Rupa Goswami, that is in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, in 19th chapter. When Rupa and Anupam left, then Sanatana, he could not what to do. He was just thinking how to leave, but Sushansa also not in kingdom. It is not good. He was thinking little morally. Then he is thinking, okay, after Hussensa come, I will frankly tell him and then leave. But he was not no more coming for his to his office as Prime Minister. He was sitting in his home and always engaged in discussing Srimad Bhagavatam with the Lalan scholars and Vaishnavas. He was just like a jewel among the scholarly persons in Vaishnavas. He was always merged in discussing Srimad Bhagavatam. So when Hussensa come back, then everyone told this one brother already left, Rupa already left, and another brother, he is no more coming to office. He is this Prime Minister, but he is not coming to office. Then when Hussensa asked, then Sanatana Goswami sent a message that I am sick. So when the doctor came, he sent the Ayurvedic doctor to find what is Sanatana is doing. He saw the Sanatana is well, he is not sick. He is immersed in discussing Srimad Bhagavatam. Then Sanatana told to the doctor that actually I am not sick. My body is not sick, but my mind is sick. My mind is no more in this administrative works. So finally Hussensa himself come and he try his best to convince Sanatana to again accept his job and return back as Prime Minister. But Sanatana frankly told, they are just, Hussensa was behaving Sanatana as his younger brother. They are like, told, I am depending totally upon you in my administration. And now you are thinking you not coming, then my whole administration will be destroyed, my country will be in chaos. So, but Sanatana told, what can I do? It is no more possible for me to do this administrative job. So, in angry mood, Hussensa left, but he gave order to his generals to arrest Sanatana, because he is convinced that one brother has left, he also now run away. So anyhow, he put Sanatana in jail, and he come to Odisha in some war trip to fight with the king of Odisha. And Sanatana was in jail, then he tried his best to come out from the jail. In the meantime, he was lamenting, what to do, now I am in jail, how can I meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? He received a letter from Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami wrote a letter to Sanatana. Only 4 lines. Jadupate ko gata mathura purim, raghupate ko gata twara kosala, iti vichintya kuruswa manasthirang, na sadidang jagaditya badharaya. Well, have patience. The essence of this meaning, no one understand, but Sanatana could understand. Have patience. Where has gone this Mathurapuri, that is the great dynasty of the Jadu dynasty, has gone? Raghupate ko gatattara kosala, where is the dynasty of the Raghu, that is Ajodhya or Kosala Nagari? So everything in time, a time factor, is depend upon time factor. So time will come, mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will definitely deliver you from jail. Just have patience. So now Sanatana Goswami, Rupa also gave message that I kept 10,000 gold coin with this merchant, and you can take help of these coins. So now Sanatana made the jailer, he told, please take this 5,000 gold coin from me and just make me free from jail. Now Hussensa is not in kingdom, he is in Odisha somewhere. So you understand, when I was Prime Minister, I helped you so much. Now you must make free me. And no one will know about, but this Muslim jailer was not convinced. Then Sanatana told him, okay, you take all these 10,000 coins. And you remain sure that I will go to Makkah and Medina in a religious trip. I no more will stay in this Bengal or even in India. I will going out of India to Makkah and Medina. So when the Hussensa ask you, you tell just he just came out for do his daily duties, then suddenly he jumped to Ganges. Ramkeli, there is a Ganga is flowing side. So he just flow away in the stream of Ganges. No one knows where he is. Now he is convinced. Because Sanatana also threatened him. You understand? Hussain Shah and myself, we have relation like two brothers. Sometimes we fight. Now Hussain Shah come back and I accept again my job as Prime Minister. Then what will happen to you? So now he actually become fearful also. Who? Jailer. Then finally he released Sanatana Goswami and helped Sanatana Goswami to go to other side, to cross Ganges. And then one servant of Sanatana Goswami, his son, was following him and he came to the border of Bihar and Bengal. There was some Dakayat gangs were there. And he is tantric and he could understand who has money or not. If someone has money, he gave him very nice treatment. Then the Dakayat chief, he could understand this Sanatana Goswami. His assistant is working with him. He has 8 gold coins. So he asked them, welcome, come to my hotel. He gave them a nice room to stay and arrange their food, everything. Sanatana Goswami is very intelligent. He thought, why unnecessarily this person is treating me so nicely? Definitely something is there. Because he was Rajama, he was very intelligent. He asked Ishan, you have any money with you? He told, yes, I have 7 gold coins. Actually, he has 8, but he hid one. Sanatana Goswami, why you brought this death with you? Just give me all this coin. He took 7 coins and went to the Dakat leader and told, please keep these gold coins with you. Because you are treating us nicely. He was surprised, you are actually a saintly person. I could understand if you have already these coins and I have planned in night I will kill you and just take all these coins from you. Then he told, no, my mind is now changed. I understand you are a great saintly person. So you keep these coins back. But Sanatana told, no, if you will not take, someone will again kill us and take these coins. So anyhow, finally, the Dakayat leader, he helped Sanatana Goswami to cross over these hill areas and then reached in Bihar. They came to Patna. But Sanatana Goswami sent Ishan to return back to Bengal, because you are still speaking lie. You have still 1 gold coin with you, and taking that gold coin, return back. You are not fit to go to Vrindavan because you have still attachment for money. Those have attachment for money and women, they cannot stay in Vrindavan. That is Sanatana Goswami taught him from very beginning. He told, get out from here. Ishan was crying, but Sanatana told, no compromise, you have to go back to Bengal. Sanatana Goswami came in Hajipur, still in Patna. You cross the Ganga, there Hajipur is still there. Their brother-in-law of Sanatana was Srikant, was there. He was also a big job under Bihar's king. Then he saw Sanatana in here suddenly. Then he asked Sanatana to go to follow him to his home, but Sanatana not agreed. Finally, he gave one very costly blanket to Sanatana, and Sanatana with that blanket putting on his shoulder, he came to Banaras, and Gauranga Mahaprabhu was that time residing in Banaras. Mahaprabhu was residing in Chandrasekhar Acharya's house, and every day he was taking prasad in Tapan Mishra's house. Sanatana Goswami came and he was standing in front of Chandrasekhar Acharya's house. Mahaprabhu was inside. Then Mahaprabhu could understand now Sanatana has appeared, because many months he was in jail, he not saved up his beard, sir. Long beards, and he has only one lungi, was putting just dirty cloth, and he has not even taken proper bath, no tilak, nothing, no kanti, and he was standing in front of Chandrasekhar Acharya's house. Mahaprabhu told Chandrasekhar, please go, a very great personality, saintly person has appeared in front of your house, bring him inside. Chandrasekhar came and looked around, and no one is the tilak, kanti, this looks like a Muslim. And he's standing there. He called, Mahaprabhu, there is no one, no saintly person there. Someone is there. Yes, someone is there, but looks like a kafir, a Muslim. He is having a lungi and all these long beards, having no tilak, no... No, you bring that person inside. Then Chandrasekhar asked Sanatana Goswami to come and say, who is seeing Sanatana just Entering house, Mahaprabhu immediately woke up and with running, he came and embraced Sanatana. Sanatana was saying, no, I am not qualified to be tossed by you, to be embraced by you. Mahaprabhu told, no, Sanatana. By simply embracing you, I myself get purified. You can purify entire world. So, in this way, Mahaprabhu behaved very nicely to Sanatana Goswami. Like Sanatana Goswami fell flat, pay his obeisances to Dandavat Pranam to Mahaprabhu. Then Mahaprabhu told Chandrasekhar to take him and save him up and have a Ganga bath, then bring him back and give him a cloth for Vaishnava Tilak. Then Sanatana followed Chandrasekhar. Then we come back after taking Ganga bath and Sevap and taking bath and put Tilak nicely. Then Chandrasekhar giving him a new cloth. Sanatana told, no, new cloth. I want a old cloth which you have already used before. Though Chandrasekhar Acharya was not a Brahman. He was not a Brahmana family. That's why Mahaprabhu was eating in Tapana Mishra's house. But still, he told, give a old cloth. Mahaprabhu allowed to Chandrasekhar, okay, you give him old cloth. He gave him old cloth, then Sanatana immediately turned the cloth, make one person of the dhoti as kopin, doro kopin, and he wear. Then one he wear and one also put a small piece on his shoulder. That is, he saw how to accept a renounced life. He accepted a renounced life. So, seeing the renounced mentality of Sanatana Goswami, Mahaprabhu became very pleased. Then Tapan Mishra also appeared. Tapan Mishra came to invite Mahaprabhu for prasad. Then he said, Sanatana. Mahaprabhu introduced Sanatana Goswami to. She was minister of prime minister of Bengal. Everyone heard his name, but practically not seen him. But after getting introduction of Sanatana, he is the same Sanatana. Same Dabi Mane Sakar Mallik, who was the prime minister of Bengal, Odisha and Bihar. So everyone pays him respect. But Sanatana was just paying them obeisances. And Tapan Mishra invited Sanatana to take prasad in his house. But Sanatana Goswami was waiting. After Mahaprabhu took prasad, he got the Mahaprasad from Mahaprabhu's plate. Then there is Maharashtra Brahman, he also invited Sanatana. He told, as long as you are in Vrindavan, Banaras, you must every day take prasad in my house. Sanatana told, it is not proper for a renunciant. I shall maintain myself in doing Madhukari, begging in others' house, not depending on one place. Vairagira Kritya Hai Nama Sankirtana Magiya and Bulia Magiya Kare Udara Bharana. Vairagi, a renunciant, must do always Nama Sankirtan, and he can feed his stomach by begging from others, doing Madhukari, not depending on one place every day, other place. Sanatana Goswami, they seeing the Sanatana Goswami's renunciation, Mahaprabhu was very happy, but he was looking always to his shoulder, because still there was costly blanket. It mentioned it was like, cost was like 3 gold coin that time. This blanket was so costly. So he was looking. So Sanatana couldn't understand. He was why Mahaprabhu is always looking to my shoulder. See, a dress, very old, turned out cloth, but having a very costly blanket on his shoulder. So he understood. Then that day he went for taking bath in Ganges. Immediately he saw that another sadhu, he washed his, was turned out quilt, or his kantha is not actually quilt. It's some turned out clothes, then they put under within some nice clothes, some turned out clothes, then they again stitch it. They're making kantha. This is called kantha. Kaupina kantha asritu. So he told, my brother, can you exchange this kantha, the turned out quilt, to me and take this blanket in exchange? He told, maybe he's just joking to me. Sanatana told, no, I am not joking. Please do this favor to me. Sanatana Goswami himself just give this blanket to him and took that turned out quilt or kantha and appeared in front of Mahaprabhu, and he paid his obeisance. Mahaprabhu saw, he no more this blanket, he is this turned out quilt. Mahaprabhu asked, where is Sanatan? Where is your quilt? Nay, where is your blanket? Sanatan told, I exchanged it with some saintly person in Bank of Ganges. Mahaprabhu became very happy. He told, Krishna has shown a very special favor to you. In this way, Mahaprabhu gave 10 days instructions to Sanatana Goswami in the bank of Ganges. And this is Dasashrama at the Ghat. So Sanatana Goswami asked to Mahaprabhu, Kripa kari jadi more kari acha uddhar apana krupate kaha kartabya amar ke ami kene amai jare tapatrai ইহা নাহি জানি আমি কেমতে কেমনে হিত সাধ্য সাধন তত্ত্ব কিছুই না জানি কৃপা করি সব তত্ত্ব কহত আপনি চৈতন্য সনাতন গোস্বামী টোল এ দি ভিলেজ পিপুলস দ অর্ডিনারি পিপুল দে থিঙ্ক আই এম এ ভেরি গ্রেট লার্ন এন্ড স্কলার টু হুম সনাতন গ্রাম্য ব্যবহারে পণ্ডিত করি মানি অ্যাকর্ডিং টু দিস out everyone thinking Sanatana is a very great scholar because he could write and can also speak about 12 or 13 languages. He was such a excellent, brilliant personality. He was a scholar in Sanskrit. Except Sanskrit, he knows many other languages. So that's why the other people, they think Sanatana is a very great scholar. But Sanatana Goswami telling me what type of scholar I am, I don't know who am I. Ke ami, kene am, why I am suffering in these three types of miseries, adibhautik, adivik, and adhyatmik places. Please tell me all these secrets. Who am I and why I am suffering in this material world? And what is my real benefit? What is the goal of life? I don't know all these things. What is sadhana and what is sadhya? Please explain to me everything. Mahaprabhu actually gave to Rupa Goswami only one chapter in 19th chapter, but to Sanatana Goswami, 5 chapter. Madhya Lila, 20th chapter, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. 5 chapters, detailed description of everything. Samandha Gyan, that is not only Samandha Gyan, he gave everything. Abhidhaya, Prayojan, everything, Prema, Prayojan, everything. He explained the 861. Meanings to the Atmaram verse. Atma Rama, Ramascha Munayo, Nigranthopi, Urukrame, Kurvanti Ahetuki Bhaktir, Mitho Bhuta Gunahari. That verse, very famous verse in Srimad Bhagavatam. He gave 28 meaning to Sarvam Bhattacharya, Mahaprabhu, of this verse. But when he gave to Sanatana Goswami, he gave 61 meanings to the same verse, explained in 61 different ways. So, in this way, Sanatana Goswami was empowered by Mahaprabhu. He got all knowledge about Samandha, Vidya, Prayojan, and he instructed Sanatana Goswami, you have to guide all the Goswamis of Vrindavan. Whatever I taught you, you will be leader of all Goswamis in Vrindavan. And he told Sanatana, now you go to where? Vrindavan. Your two brothers, Rupa and Anupam, already there, and you go. And together you will stay there and excavate the all the holy places, renovate the lost, the holy places, and establish deity worship, write scriptures, what I have told you, taught you about the science of Krishna, and you publish them as books. Like this, he gave so many instructions. But Sanatana, when reached Vrindavan, he saw that Rupa and Anupam already left. He came and he stayed with Subuddhi Rai. He did parikrama of all the 12 forests. Then finally he thought, I may go to Puri again to meet Mahaprabhu. Then when he was coming to Puri, in the way he drank so many the polluted waters and all these things, whole skin disease. He was affected with the skin diseases. He came to Puri and was staying here with Haridas Thakur. And Mahaprabhu came and he saw Sanatana is here. Immediately run to embrace Sanatana. Sanatana just running, my body is contaminated, I am a sinful person, you please don't touch my body, don't embrace. But Mahaprabhu was not listening. Forcefully he embraced Sanatana. Sanatana told Sanatana, you are such a great personality, by embracing you I am getting purified. Mahaprabhu told like that. Sanatana was crying.
Then he was thinking, again and every day Mahaprabhu coming and embracing me like this, all these dirty things from my body, this purse and all these things are just, the smear on the body of Mahaprabhu. That body, Mahaprabhu's body is to, for the smearing chandans and central rule pulp and flowers, but my, this, all the dirty things are touching his body. It's better to give up this body. Then planning to what? Commit suicide, just sleeping underneath the Rathaka, the Jagannath's cart. Mahaprabhu could understand. Next day he came, then he told Haridas Thakur, look, this person, he has given something to someone. Now he has no right with what he has given to someone. He has no right over these things. Now he wants to destroy these things. Dikhya kale shishya kare atma samarpan. He has already given everything because he has already considered Mahaprabhu as his master. And Mahaprabhu told Sanatan, I have so many plans to use your body in devotional service, in my preaching mission, in Sankirtan mission. Your body is such a valuable thing for me. And you have no right over this body. You have already surrendered to me. Sanatana was crying. You understood? Whatever he planned now, Mahaprabhu could understand. And how are you thinking to destroy this body? You have no right. When a disciple takes initiation, he gave everything to his guru. Atma samarpana. Dikhya kale shishya kare atma samarpana. So, you have no right to destroy this body. Telling this, Sanatana was crying, Mahaprabhu again come and embrace him. Then immediately all the skin disease finished. His body was again just shining like molten gold. Sanatana's body. Haridas Thakur was just clapping, hari bol, hari bol. Just like he delivered Vasudev Koshti, now he delivered Sanatana. His body become free from all disease. Then Mahaprabhu again, Sanatana told to stay sometimes, then he came back to Vrindavan. And Mahaprabhu told him to establish deity worship. Sanatana was thinking how to get some deity, where can I find some deity? Then, knowing his heart, Krishna appeared to him as Madan Mohan. How Sanatana Goswami get Madan Mohan? There are different stories in different places written in differently. Anyhow, in Bhakti Ratnakara he mentioned like that he was in Gokul, and Sanatana Goswami had different bhajan kutis, different places. Here is in Sanatana Goswami's main bhajan kutri here, Madan Mohan temple, Dwadasa Aditya Tila. He has bhajan kutri in Gokul also. Go to Gokul, there is bhajan kutri. In Nandagram also he has bhajan kutri. In different places in Braj he has bhajan kutir. Chakaleswar in Govardhan also bhajan kutir. So when he was in Gokul one time, he saw there some small babies were playing. And among them, one special boy was there. He is Shyamasundar. His bodily color is like a lovely monsoon cloud, having a peacock feather in his hair. And he is playing something different. He is very excellent. He is playing with other boys. Sanatana Goswami was attracted to that boy. Told, who is this boy? Then he did not go that day, Madhukar. He was just following what is, then after playing, all boys they ran away to their own home. Then he saw, follow this boy. And this boy just coming. Then he enter in Parasuram Chubes house in Mathura. In this temple, and he marched with this deity, with Madan Gopal deity or Madan Mohan deity. That is originally found by who? Advaita Acharya. Advaita Bhatta, near Madan Mohan temple, Advaita Bhatta, that Advaita Acharya found that deity there. And when Advaita Acharya went to Santipur to take part in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sankirtan movement, then he handed over this deity to Parasuram Chube in Mathura, in according to order of Krishna. So now Sanatana Goswami understood this deity is, this boy was Madan Mohan himself in deity form. So from that day, every day Sanatana come to see that deity. Why deity? This deity is just clue of Madhukari. He come to see that deity and will stand there and just cry for some time. Then he come out from there. Anyhow, one day Sanatana Goswami was taking rest in night, and it is explained like that the same Krishna came, this same boy he saw in Gokul came in dream, told, Baba, I want to stay with you. I like you, I like to stay with you. Whatever you eat, you may feed me, I like to stay with you. When in the morning he got up and he saw Madan Mohan is standing in dirty form, in front of his bhajan kutir. But some other place is written that he went to Parshuram Chubey's house, and Parshuram Chubey also ordered by Krishna to hand over him to Sanatana Goswami. And in this way, this Parshuram Chubey, he was also become very old. Now we are thinking also how who will take care of this deity after me. Then Madan Mohan instructed him to hand over to Sanatana Goswami. And somehow other Sanatana Goswami now gave the Madan Mohan, and he was just small kutis, small cottage, and putting Madan Mohan there and putting one gums, one just piece of cloth as his outer cloth and one just as on his shoulder. He's a coward boy, what do you need? Coward boy, just peacock feather in one flute and stick. Nothing like we are dressing, so costly dress, nothing like that. What do you eat? He'll do some madhukari, bring some wheat flour and put some water, then make some ball and put in fire and it burnt. Then he give to Madan Mohan eat. Madan Mohan is eating directly from hand up Sanatana Goswami. You can see these pictures there. Actually, Sanatana Goswami, Madan Mohan has so many pastimes. Even he went to, now in, where is he? Koroli. If you go to Koroli and ask the local peoples, they also explain many pastimes of Madan Mohan there. So, in this way, he get this Madan Mohan dirty. But one day, Madan Mohan told Sanatan, in Parshurama's house, I was every day eating what? Very nice. Makhan, misri, laddus, so many things, and you every day just giving me this dry, you know, chapati, dry, what, wheat balls, even not putting salt. Sanatan told, today you ask salt, tomorrow you will ask what? Ghee, next day will tell sabji, like your demand will increase. I know. You are very naughty. Finally you told, okay, I don't like, I am now alone, it is not good. You may bring my Radha also here. You will make so many demand. Whatever you need, you do, I have no time. I have to follow so many instructions of Mahaprabhu. You do yourself, whatever you like. You can do everything. You are Atmaram, everything possible for you. So anyhow, then Madan Mohan smiled. The same night, this merchant was coming, with big sheep full of different things, especially salts. We were doing some business to Agra. He came from Multan in Punjab through Jamuna. That time this trade was going on ships on through the Ganga, the water of Ganges or Jamuna. So he stuck there in sand. Then he was, what to do now? Then this small boy Madan Mohan just appeared. He told, "Hare Baba, your sheep will not come out. Come, here is one Baba is staying. Tell him. He will do something." Then they come to Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami understood who is this boy told like that. He told, "You go, maybe see the other cottage. The same boy maybe told you." Then they come and saw, yes. When they saw Madan Mohan, they understood this same person. Told us to come to this Baba. Then he told, "Ask him, he knows everything." Then the merchant prayed to Madan Mohan and told, "Oh Madan Mohan, if this time my sheep will just safely reach in Agra and we have a nice business, then whole money, whatever profit I will give everything to you in your service." Suddenly heavy rain come and his sheep just become free from this Jamuna sand. Then he went to safely, but he was so much motivated by seeing Madan Mohan and his mercy. He not only sacrificed their profit of that time, but whatever profit he earned in whole lifetime, he determined to give everything for Madan Mohan's service. He gave up his materialistic life. He make a nice temple for Madan Mohan. That is now, even now today you see there. This temple. And he get initiated from Sanatana Goswami. His name was Ramchandra Kapoor, but now he become Krishna Das. So in this way, this temple, Madan Mohan temple is there. He told that many times the temple is built again and again. Now present temple is in down. That is because this Muslim rulers, they touched the temple, Aurangzeb's followers, they broke everything. In top of the temple, there is a golden colors, golden pot, very big golden pot. That is Aurangzeb has broke and took that pot. So because that temple was touched by Muslims, so they thought of, and Madan Mohan also, before they destroying the temple, Madan Mohan has gone to Jaipur. The king of Jaipur, he took all the deities, Madan Mohan Govind Gopinath. And so they established another temple in Down. There is some rich person from Bengal, he built that temple. In this way, he built this Madan Mohan temple, and many pastimes of Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami was a great devotee, you know, was also a great friend of Lord Shiva. Whenever he was staying in Madan Mohan temple, even after worshipping Madan Mohan, every day he used to go to take darshan of Gopeshwar. When he was in Govardhan, he always stay with Chakaleshwar, Chakaleshwar Mahadev. Even it is described that one Bhakti Ratnakar, that one time when he was in Chakaleshwar, he was not properly able to sleep, neither he could do his chanting nicely, neither he could write his scriptures or books, because so many mosquitoes were already disturbing him. So he was planning to leave that place. But Lord Shiva came in dream. He told Sanatan, "You are planning to leave me. I am so happy in your association. Don't leave this place. From tomorrow, you will find there will be not a single mosquito in this area." It is said that even now, also in that particular Chakaleshwar Mahadev area, there is no mosquitoes. So in this way, he was so dear to Sanatan. When he became very old, he could not go up to Gopeshwar for taking darshan. That's why the same Lord again appeared as Banakhandeshwar. You go to Lui Bazar, you see Banakhandeshwar Mahadev. He also appeared for Sanatana Goswami to give darshan. Because Sanatana Goswami's rule, after his daily duty, then after chanting his prescribed rounds and all, when before he is taking eating anything, he has to take darshan of Gopeshwar, to Lord Shiva. So he has another specialty was every day he was doing what? Govardhan Parikrama. Unless he do Govardhan Parikrama, he cannot eat anything every day. Sanatana Goswami is doing Parikrama, not what we are doing, this 22 kilometer. That was 42 kilometer from the Chandra Sarovar, the full Parikrama of Govardhan. That is about 40 kilometer, 42 kilometer. We will do that Parikrama, crossing Chandra Sarovar and going to this, like a big Parikrama. So he was every, but when he become very old, 70 years old, he could not walk. One day he was just taking some rest. Then Krishna appeared in form of a coward boy and told Sanatan, "You are become so old. Now you are already a perfect person. You are a Siddha. You have already achieved perfection. There is no need for you to do some sadhana, to follow these vidhis so strictly. You can stay in one place and chant and be happy. I am always happy with you, your devotional service. So stop this doing parikrama of Govardhan. It's too heavy for you." But Sanatan cried. He told, "No, I am such a neophyte person." That is the symptom of Uttam Vaishnava. Uttam Vaishnava never thinks that I am very advanced. Even Krishna told him that you are advanced. He told, "No, I am very fallen." Just like Haridas Thakur also, Mahaprabhu was telling Haridas, "You are such a perfect personality. Why you are there? No more need for chanting 3 lakh names." But same thing Haridas also told, "I am very fallen." Sanatan, Krishna told you just, "Okay, I am giving this particular Govardhan Shila to you. And you take this Shila." Then Krishna just put his feet on top of that Shila and he just, what? Have a very nice footprint on that Shila, and there is mark of flute and cow hoof print and also one stick. Krishna gave that Shila to Sanatan. "You take this Shila and wherever you put this Shila and just do parikrama of this Shila 4 times, that is enough for doing Govardhan Parikrama." So that Shila is, it is said that is in Radha Damodar temple. Many people go to see that Shila and do 4 times parikrama. Think I perform Govardhan Parikrama now. and you go to Jaipur also, there Radha Dama temple in the same type of Sila is also there one. They also told this is Sanatana Goswami Sila. Anyhow, either of the one is definitely true. Or they told, okay, this Sila is right feet and that is left feet. Krishna gave both Sila with left feet and right feet. So anyhow, so this Sila, and we can see how Sanatana Goswami, Mahaprabhu told him he will be guide for all Goswamis, and he was always checking the sadhana of all Goswamis, traveling time to time, what Rupa Goswami is doing, what is who? Raghunath is doing, what is Jiva is doing, what is Gopal Bhatt is going, time to time visit also other Goswamis to see their activities and guide them. When he came in Nandagram, he was in Nandagram one time, he was doing bhajan. He was so much marked in Krishna's bhajan that in 1 week past day he did not even eat, not drink anything. He was simply crying and remembering Krishna. In Mipralam Bhava, he was just chanting and remembering Krishna in Samadhi. So Krishna himself appeared with one pot of milk in bank of Pavan Sarovar. He appeared and gave to Sanatan. He told, what type of bhajan you are doing in such a secluded place, no one could see you. And you have fasted for 7 days. You did not drink or eat anything. My mother sent this milk. Please drink this milk. I am coming to take this pot again. Same thing happened like Madhavendra Puri. Krishna never come back. But he instructed from in form of voice, loud voice, Sanatan, this is not please me. You may stay in a small cottage. I instructed the Vrajavasis, they will make a very nice cottage for you. And stay in that cottage and do your bhajan nicely. So one time Sanatana Goswami's appearance day, today is disappearance day, but one day his appearance day, Rupa Goswami is thinking, my brother was a prime minister of Bengal, Odisha, Bihar. He was, those times we are eating such luxurious foods. Today is his appearance day, his birthday. I am not able to feed something. I must feed something to my brother today special. So he planned, I must at least feed some sweet rice. Sanatan likes very nice sweet rice very much. So when he came to plan in mind, he was thinking, then he remembered, oh, we are here renunciant, we have nothing. How can we get this to make sweet rice? Where is the ingredients will come? And why are such things are coming to mind? Then he is just rebuking himself within. And suddenly one, Kishori, a girl, maybe in age like 12, 13 years, just appeared and with all the ingredients, rice, milk, with the sugars and so many other items to making a nice sweet rice, and told, this is my mother sent you. Oh, Baba, please make sweet rice. Then, that is in Terkadam. Sanatana was in and Pavan Sarovar, and he was in Terkadam, and he was thinking. Then Rupa Goswami was thinking, I have also no time. Then Radharani told, okay, I am making sweet rice just. Then she made sweet rice and left. And in the meantime, Sanatana Goswami reached Rupa Goswami's place, and Rupa Goswami offered this sweet rice to Krishna and gave to his brother. When Sanatana Goswami just tasting the sweet rice, immediately tears started flowing from his eyes, his whole body was just trembling with symptoms of Ashtasatika Bhava, with the 8 symptoms of Sattik Bhava, they appeared in this body. He was crying like anything. He told, Rupa, where did you get this sweet rice? We are minister in Hushansar Darbar. We have eaten so many types of sweet rice and so many sweets and luxurious food, but this is special. Where did you get this sweet rice? Then Rupa Goswami told the whole story, how this girl appeared, how he was thinking to make sweet rice, how the girl appeared and he made sweet rice and left. Sanatana chastised Rupa Goswami. He told, don't have such desires again. You do not understand who is that girl. She is none other than Radharani. We are here to serve Radharani, not to take service from her. Similarly, another day he came to here, Radhakund, and he saw Raghunath Das Goswami was sitting. And in hot sun, he was chanting his round. He saw Krishna was standing. Just two tigers are drinking water in Shyamkund, and Krishna is standing with bow and arrow. just to guiding whom? Raghunath Das. Another day he saw that Radharani herself just with her own sadhi, own cloth, just putting on over the head of Raghunath, making a shadow for him. And seeing Sanatana just smile with smiling, Radharani just disappeared. So Sanatana also chastised Raghunath after he woke up, then he just chastised him. Then all the Goswami decided from today we must have what? Small cottage for ourselves. So Krishna and Radha, they may not bother for us, for our protection. In this way they have cottage for themselves. Rupa Goswami is writing one special poem, Chatu Kusumanjali. Then he was describing Radharani's what? It's called, what is? Hair bit, or like a black snake. Sanatana, what is this? He's comparing Radharani's hair bit to a black snake. Compare to other things. Thinking like this, that is in Govindakund. Sometimes Rupa and Raghunath also stay there long before. So when he come to take bath in Govindakund and thinking that this is not proper, Rupa has written, I may be correct him. He is coming, then he saw suddenly these very young girls were playing. One girl was sitting on a swing, and they saw the hair bed of the girl was just going here, this side, and looks like exactly like a snake. Sanatana telling me, this is snake, maybe bite this girl, they're running to stop them. Then suddenly this girl just smiled, they laughed and disappeared. Now Sanatana understood that whatever Rupa has written, not wrong. He understood this is Radharani and her manjaris and sakhis. So he came to Rupa Goswami and explained whatever he wrote, it is perfect. I had this wrong idea within my mind. In this, so many pastimes of Sanatana Rupa Goswami. Anyhow, it is time already over. We briefly discuss some of his pastimes of Sanatana Goswami. Today is his disappearance day. Today is the appearance day of Vyasadeva, Vyasa Purnima, Sukatatne Parasaratmajang Bande Sukatatang Taponidhim. Parasaratmaja. Who? Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva's father is Parasarmani. His mother was Satyavati. A Kaivarta Kanya, daughter of a fisherman. There is a long story how Parasarmani was a great astrologer. And Parasara Sangeeta, even still nowadays also, the people, those who are especially the Jyotis, they use this Parasara Sangeeta, still nowadays. Parasara Muni, when he was calculating something anyhow, he was crossing a river in a boat and he was calculating some muhurta and he saw, this is such a auspicious muhurta. If this particular muhurta, if someone discharges semen to a Brahman, qualified Brahman discharges semen to womb of a woman, then the child will, whoever take birth, will be definitely an incarnation of God, or he could do partial such activity for the benefit of the entire humanity, just like God can do. So thinking that time he was thinking, is this proper time? Then there no one was there. There is one fisherman girl, Satyavati. Somehow they convinced her, and he discharged semen in her womb. And with that connection, this child come out. Who? Vyasadeva. So Parasara Atmajang Bandhi. Not just like a lusty man, just not like that. Parasara Muni was a great saintly person. He composed Vishnu Purana. Vishnu Purana is composed by Parasara Muni. So in this way he was son of Parasara Muni and Satyavati. And in our sampradaya, Vyasa Purnima, the first Vyasa Puja was supposed performed in Srivas Thakur Sangan. Yesterday was the day on which Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, they met each other in Nandan Acharya's house. One day before Vyasa Purnima. So after Gaur Nitya, they met each other. Then Mahaprabhu asked, tomorrow is Vyasa Purnima. Where will we observe this Vyas Purnima, the worship of Vyasadev? Then Nitananda Prabhu just show hand to Srivas Thakur in this Bamana's house, in this, his house. Whose house? Srivas' house. And he also, Mahaprabhu also permit Nitananda to stay in his house. So anyhow, Nitananda Prabhu also came with Srivas Thakur and he stayed in night in Sivasangan and he broke his whole danda and his commandolu. In whole night he could not sleep. He was just chanting, dancing, very loudly shouting. Who? Nityananda, like a madman, he broke his danda, commandolu, everything. Then in the morning, Srivas Thakur went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He told who this abadhut he did whole night. He did not sleep. He could not allow us to also sleep. Whole night he was just madman. He broke his danda. We are thinking he was a renowned person. Now he broke his danda. And he broke his commandolu. And whole night he just chanting, dancing. Amare kini aloha bhaja Gaura Hari. So Mahaprabhu did not tell anything. He came and he took Nityananda for taking a bath in Ganges. And both brother Gaurnita, they took nice bath, then come back. Then Srivas Thakur made a very big Vyasasan for Vyasadeva and big Vyasadeva's pictures on Vyasasan. And all the puja, Vyas puja plate was there. So someone was to put first garland to Vyasadeva, then Arati will start and Kirtan will start. So Srivas Thakur gave the garland to Nityananda. To Nityananda, take this garland, put over Vyasadeva. Nityananda started laughing. He took the garland, but he is laughing because he is Balaram. He is Balaram and he is, who is in Narada Muni? Srivas Thakur is Narada Muni. So Srivas Thakur thinking, I am Narada Muni. How can I garland Vyasadeva? He is my disciple. Who is thinking? Srivas Thakur thinking. And Bab Nityananda telling he is not putting a garland, he is giving to me and he did not know who I am. I am who? I am Balaram. I am the source of all gurus, Adi Guru. So how can I give my offering? Will Vyasadeva will offer and take my offering, I will put garland him. So he is just moving here, there with the garland. She told, okay, what is this Abadhuti is doing? Then Srivas went to Mahaprabhu, told Mahaprabhu, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, please see this Abadhut, I gave this garland to put to Vyasadeva, he is not putting, he is just moving here, there. Then Gauranga Mahaprabhu came in front of Nityananda to tell him. When Mahaprabhu just came and standing in front of Nityananda, Nityananda immediately put garland on Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He told, he is the only personality who can be worshipped by me, by Nityananda, he is Balaram. He gave offered garland to Mahaprabhu, then Mahaprabhu became so ecstatic. He saw his six-armed form, Rama, Krishna and Gauranga. He appeared in six-armed form. Then everyone saw now Gauranga Mahaprabhu in form as Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everyone started chanting, he is Kirtan. So that Vyasad Puja actually happened. This Puja was happened to whom? To Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Actually, Vyas Puja is happened for Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Gauranga Mahaprabhu was worshipped. So whole Sankirtan. And so just one day before, Kamal Duchan Prabhu was explaining there that how Vyasadeva is this first composed, this first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, Satyam Parang Dhimahi. So Vyasadeva is telling with all my disciples, all the followers, those who are reading this Bhagavatam, all the readers of this Bhagavatam, with all of them, I am offering my obeisances or meditate on the Supreme Truth, Lord Vasudev. That is Vyasa Puja. So that's why real Vyasa Puja, Vyasadeva photo was there, but our worship was happened to whom? To Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Vyasadeva, even Vyasadeva himself. He was also hiding, taking part in that festival. Everyone started ecstatic kirtan. And Vyasa Puja was finished. So today is appearance day of Vyasadeva. Vyasa Purnima, and from today we are also following what? Chaturmasya. Sravane Barjayat Sakam Dadhi Bhadrapade Tatha Dugdhang Aswajuje Masi Kartikecha Amishatyajet. Haribhakti Vilasampo, the same Sanatana Goswami is composed. He told many things. Those who strictly follow Chaturmasya, they are different rules. How to eat only one time, cook something, just eat. Whatever you can eat with your mouth, not even use your hand, all these things. A great severe austerity. But those, it is not possible for everyone. Nar Prabhupada recommend us to do austerity like that in Chaturmasya. And though Bhakti, his divine grace Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was performing, Chaturmasya strictly Mahaprabhu was performing, but still keeping this preaching moment in front, Prabhupada just asked us to give up these four things in 4 months. That is also mentioned in Skanda Purana, that is quoted by Sanatana Goswami. In Mantham Sravana, one should not eat sakang, barjayate sakang, sravane, sakang, green leaf vegetables. And then next month, Bhadra month, no curd. Next month, no milk. On Ashwina and on Kartik, month of Kartik, one should not eat. Amisa, arrow dal is considered as also amisa. No meat, no fish, no, even those who are vegetarian, they should not eat even. Arrow dal, what is the English word, arrow dal? Yeah. In this way, at least we can follow this. Prabhupada not recommend for doing severe austerity in Chaturmasya. He never performed in his lifetime, nor he encouraged his disciple to perform Chaturmasya. We are preachers, we have to preach. Okay? That is just like one time Bhakti Chara Maharaj was explaining here how he performed Chaturmasya in Mayapur, and Prabhupada came and everyone told, where is Bhakti Charu? Mahaprabhupada was eating Radha Madhava Mahaprasad and asked, where is Bhakti Charu? Told he is there, Prabhupada, he is performing with severe austerity, he has done on Chaturmasya. Prabhupada called him, then he came, he has long beard and very skinny, eating, then Prabhupada told, eating Mahaprasad and giving the same Mahaprasad from his own hand, take. Then he ended up taking. One time, second time, then he told, third, and then he told Prabhupada very softly, I am performing Chaturmasya. I have some special diet, I cannot. Prabhupada told, become very furious. What benefit you will get by doing this Chaturmasya? I can give you 10,000 times more benefit by simply putting my feet on your head. So from that day, he Chaturmasya finished. Prabhupada gave him Radha Madhava Mahaprasad. So in this way, Prabhupada never encouraged Chaturmasya in ISKCON. So you must follow Prabhupada. We are Prabhupada Anugas, and preaching is the essence. Hare Krishna. Srila Sanatana Goswami Tirubhav ki jai. Vyasa Purnima ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.